Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Ashley Deming. Date of birth is 10-5-1990. Date of procedure March 20, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg. There is no referring physician. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy and esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy palpectomy. Indication is FOBT positive stools, diarrhea, abdominal pain. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care, period, a well-lubricated home sedio vesicle, procedure into esophagus, advanced under direct vision to the second portion of duodenum, period, careful examination into the duodenum bulb, second portion of duodenum, semi-junction, esophagus, period, retroflex is obtained in the cardio period, air resection from the stomach, forward oral scope, period, the patient is then turned around on the lateral position, is directed to the abdomen, a well-lubricated home sedio colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Great careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, sphenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum period, retroflex is obtained in the rectum period, Boston dot pups, which created a 7, common 2, dash 3, dash 2. Common good prep. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, there was evidence of 2 proximal esophageal inlet patches that were less than 1 centimeter in size. Next line, the feline was regular at 39 centimeters. From 5 o'clock, next line, there was evidence of a gastric fundus diminutive polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the antral body for histology and 2 to allow H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained to allow celiac disease. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bob prep score was greater than 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Next line, given the diarrhea, biopsies were obtained in the terminal ileum for evaluation. Overall, the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable in the last 5 centimeters. Next line, there was patchy erythema noted on the left side of the colon. Biopsies were obtained in the ascending colon, transverse colon, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectosigmoid colon, rectum for further evaluation and to delineate the histology. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll have patient obtain stool studies as well as ESR, CRP, fecal calprotectin, pancreatic elastase, fecal pancreatic elastase for further evaluation of the diarrhea. Next line, if biopsies come back as IVD, we'll treat. If biopsies come back as microscopic colitis, we'll treat. Next line, follow up in office's privacy schedule. Thank you.
We get our hands in those books. Get that little girl. If she's been waiting.